Canada in discussions with Honda for a landmark EV factory. Ottawa engages with Honda Motor for a groundbreaking electric vehicle, EV, factory, signaling a paradigm shift in Canada's automotive landscape towards clean energy. This initiative is a segment of Ottawa's ambitious plan to transform the national auto sector, steering away from fossil fuels. A senior government official, preferring anonymity, conveyed to the Globe and Mail about a slated meeting this week between federal officials and Honda representatives. This dialogue builds on previous interactions from December. Japanese media Nikkei highlights an anticipated $18.5 billion investment by Honda, poised to be Canada's most significant EV production venture. This surpasses investments for the Volkswagen Group battery factory and the Stellantis NVLG Energy Solution battery plant. Honda's proposed facility is a strategic pivot to enhance its presence in the EV market. The company, traditionally focusing on hybrid vehicles, is adapting its Alliston, Ontario plant for this new direction. The facility might also delve into battery production. Canada's investment in EV infrastructure is under international scrutiny, with the U.S. providing substantial subsidies. Ottawa now contemplates similar incentives to secure Honda's commitment. Previous substantial subsidies were provided for the Stellantis LG and Volkswagen projects, yet Ottawa remains undecided about extending such benefits to other manufacturers. Honda's ongoing dialogue with Canadian authorities is evident in the Federal Lobbying Registry, showing interactions across various governmental departments. Honda's representatives have also engaged with advisors in the offices of key ministers. Francesco Zorbera, MP, and Liberal Auto Caucus Chair, advocates for Honda's potential investment, citing Canada's long-standing relationship with the automaker, skilled workforce, and favorable trade agreements. Details about the project's location and specifics remain under consideration, with Honda eyeing several sites, including one near its existing Alliston facility. A decision is expected by the end of 2024, aiming for operational commencement by 2028. Ontario's Economic Development Ministry, through spokesperson Vanessa de Matisse, expresses the province's eagerness for global investments. John Bourdignon, speaking for Honda Canada, emphasizes the company's focus on electrification, including their Ohio-based EV hub. Brendan Sweeney, Trillium Network for Advanced Manufacturing's managing director, points out the investment's complexity and significance for government support. As Canada strives to align with global EV trends and regulations, this Honda partnership could be a transformative milestone in the country's automotive sector, resonating with its objective to phase out gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. Don't miss. Chip shortage skyrockets EV export costs, stalls China-Europe trade.